It's not Christmas time anymore, but that's never stopped me from enjoying any story set during the most wonderful time of the year. This one is heavy on mystery, lightly romantic, deeply nostalgic, and fully entrenched in the setting. Hi, and welcome back to Likely Stories. I'm Paige Connell, and I teach English at Midway High School. The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by Allie Carter has become a book I recommend to everyone, and I can't sing its praises enough. Maggie is the top crime fiction writer at her publishing house, but her personal life is in turmoil. And along comes fellow author Ethan to seemingly rub salt in her wounds. She's the queen of the cozy mystery, and he's Mr. Big Time Thriller Guy in a leather jacket. The two have a history, separately and together. So when they are tapped by their editors to spend Christmas with Eleanor Ashley, the grande dame of fiction herself, they begrudgingly go together. Eleanor's infamous mansion is set to host an eclectic group of holiday travelers, a cousin, a lawyer, a doctor, a duke and duchess, a butler, a nanny, and more, but no partridge in a pear tree. All hell breaks loose when Eleanor disappears from a locked room in her mansion. And then come gunshots, poisoned tea trays, fires, and secret passages. Maggie knows she can use her sleuthing skills from her books to figure out what happened to Eleanor. Is she dead? Hiding? Testing them? Scamming everyone? But she also will have to depend on Ethan, the only person she seems able to trust in a blizzard-locked labyrinth. If he'll stop calling her Marcy and start looking at her with those gorgeous blue eyes, can Maggie possibly feel something other than contempt for Ethan? Perhaps she can accomplish both objectives, finding Ms. Ashley and finding her heart's desire. I just loved everything about this book, The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by Allie Carter. Maggie and Ethan both have narrating voices, and their enemies to lovers arc is snappy and believable. The mystery of Eleanor harkens back to Agatha Christie and Murder on the Orient Express, with such an eclectic cast of characters, many of whom could be hiding secrets. I liked the layered way we revealed our characters' backstories and the Poirot-esque exposition at the end, if you know, you know, that wrapped up everything as Maggie finally found her confident voice. If you liked Knives Out or the classic Clue movie, you won't want to miss this one, no matter what time of year you read it.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.